Hey now, welcome to Inclusive Technology for All, episode 33, scheduled to be released on March 4th, 2019. I'm Mike Murata, and each episode will bring you information about inclusive and assistive technology to increase independence. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, inclusive technology has become more mainstream and available for everyone. I'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation and leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast, and I'll play your message during a future episode. All right, let's dive in. Microsoft recently released a self-paced web course called Dyslexia Awareness. This course, which was created in partnership with Made by Dyslexia, is designed to provide important insights into dyslexia. According to the website, the objectives for the modules are to empower teachers and parents to understand dyslexia, both its strengths and challenges, to gain essential knowledge in how to recognize and support dyslexia, how to create a dyslexia-inclusive classroom, and to know when and where to seek further help. The modules that make up this web course are Module 1, What is Dyslexia? Module 2, Dyslexic Thinking Skills? Module 3, Indicators of Dyslexia. Module 4, Dyslexia Inclusive Classroom. And Module 5, Importance of Identification. The course is available on the Microsoft website and should take about 1 hour to complete. I will add the link to the course in the show notes for this episode. I tried out a new back channel tool this week during a virtual presentation, and I'm happy to report that the tool was pretty successful. I've been searching for a replacement for Today's Meet since that tool disappeared last year. While presenting, I always like to provide the participants with a space to add their thoughts and their resources and any insights they might have. We all have something to share, and the back channel gives everyone a chance to let their voice be heard. The tool I explored this week is called Slido. This web-based tool actually provides not only a back channel questions panel, but the speaker can also create polls. Create your Slido page, and then you'll be given a 4-digit code. Any of the participants can simply go to the Slido website at slido.com, enter the 4-digit code, and they're in. They can be participating. Participants can post questions throughout the presentation and even give thumbs up to other comments. The polls worked really well too. Actually, it was great. It was great. Ask a question during the presentation, give people a place to leave their vote. I'm using the basic free account, which allows audience members to ask questions, and I can also create 3 polls per event. Each event can have up to 1,000 people log in simultaneously. The teacher account costs $75 for the year and allows you to create unlimited polls and brainstorming topics. In addition, you can create unlimited surveys, collect data, moderate questions, and more. If you go to the website at slido.com, S-L-I-D-O.com, to learn more about this powerful tool for audience engagement. Do you want to grow your PLN by connecting with like-minded educators and participate in an organic, participant-led professional learning opportunity? Of course you do. If you're in the New Jersey area, join us for the 6th annual EdCamp Access New Jersey. EdCamp Access New Jersey is an unconference devoted to K-12 special education issues and ideas with a focus on assistive technology and reaching all struggling learners. This free event is not limited to special educators. It's for everybody. So EdCamp Access New Jersey will take place on March 16, 2019 at the College of St. Elizabeth in Morristown, New Jersey. Session topics from previous years have included adaptive art and gaming, tools for struggling readers and writers, augmentative communication supports, and a bunch more. Check us out on Twitter at EdCampAccessNJ or visit our website at EdCampAccessNJ.org to get your free tickets today. I hope you can join us on March 16, 2019. I look forward to learning with you. As the director of the Assistive Technology Advocacy Center, which is New Jersey's Assistive Technology Act project, part of our mission is to share resources to expand consumers' knowledge about AT. One way we are doing that is through our YouTube channel. On this channel, you can find recordings of our Learning at Lunch webinar series. So we hosted a variety of speakers on a wide range of AT topics, including smart home technology, robotics for students with disabilities, and more. In addition, the YouTube channel is now the home of the NJ CART Hot Topics webinars. New Jersey CART is the New Jersey Coalition for the Advancement of Rehabilitation and Assistive Technology. They've had three Hot Topics webinars, including the most recent webinar discussing AAC tools and implementation strategies. Check out the videos at bit.ly/watchATACNJ, WATCHATACNJ. Do you have an idea for a future New Jersey CART Hot Topics webinar or ATAC Learning at Lunch webinar? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast and stay tuned for updates on future events. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Join us on Twitter every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and myself lead an hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This week's AT Chat was our first ever virtual app smackdown. For the uninitiated, during an app smackdown, each person is given 2 minutes to share a tool they use and describe the features to the group. For our virtual app smackdown, we provided categories and people shared features of the tools and the ways they're using that and implementing that tool to support students. The categories were AT tools to support struggling readers and writers, emergent readers and writers, tools for self-regulation, content creation, and tools to support students with cognitive challenges. This chat was even busier than recent conversations, and we had almost 300 tweets for the whole hour. Some tools that were mentioned included Seeing AI and Office Lens for on-the-fly OCR and text-to-speech, Immersive Reader for reading support, Clicker Connect for emergent readers and writers, and Book Creator as a content creation tool. There were so many more other tools mentioned throughout the hour. To read the entire archive for this AT chat and gather all the shared resources, go to bit.ly/ATChat022719.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may just appear on an upcoming episode.
To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow me on Twitter at MMATP and visit my website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes. Bye for now.